الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله يحب التوابين ويحب المتطهرين سبحان ربك رب العزة أما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. Inshallah, the purpose of the next few sessions, actually the sessions that we hold in the morning, will be to cover the fiqh of Tahara. There's a couple background things that I should just highlight. And the first is, usually when I teach this, I open the floor to questions. And people will jump in and they'll ask questions at any time. But I actually want to change the format a bit for these particular sessions. If you can just write your questions down, or just hang on to them, you don't need to pass them up. Write them down so that you can remember what they were, and then inshallah, either at the end of a particular section, or at the end of a session, I'll stop and let you ask questions at that time. So in order to keep the flow of the learning alive, I'm going to ask that all the questions be reserved till the end of any given session. Now, before we begin with a study of fiqh, there are a few important background points that you should keep in mind. The first is that within the Sharia there are two types of acts. So the Sharia is actually divided broadly into two types of acts. The first are called the ibadat. And ibadah means that between Allah and His servant. And the second are called the mu'amalat. And those are between the servant and the servant. Between people. So basically Sharia, the law of this deen, is divided into two major branches. The first is those actions that involve a servant and his Lord. For example, prayer. Prayer is between me and Allah. Fasting. Paying zakah in a way. In the sense that it's between me and Allah, but it also affects other people. But those actions which are between me and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those are called ibadat, forms of worship, acts of worship. And the second division of the Sharia is called mu'amalat. Mu'amalat means the dealings that we have between one another. So the Sharia is broadly divided into these two types of actions. And although the majority of the time when we study fiqh, we always talk about the ibadat. And in fact, every session I've had on fiqh, we've always covered the ibadat. And this is the thing that everybody emphasizes and talks about and discusses. But in truth, the majority of the books of fiqh, and in fact the majority of fiqh itself, actually deals with the mu'amalat, in dealings with one another. So for example, there's a very famous book of in any madhab, you'll pick up the famous books and you'll notice this. But for example, in the Hanafi madhab, there's a very famous book called the Hidayah. So the Hidayah is actually four volumes. And the first volume deals with ibadat, and the rest of the remaining three volumes deal with mu'amalat. Meaning 75% of the book is devoted to actions between people, and 1/4 is devoted to actions between a servant and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is rightly so. And the reason is because on the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may forgive what's between you and Him. If you made a sincere intention, you did your best to learn it. It's not as complex as those actions that occur between you and another person. Because on the day of judgment, that person will have to forgive you, or you will have to be forgiven by the person that you wronged before Allah will grant you His forgiveness. For example, let me give you an example from the Quran. If you look at Surah An-Naba, in the very last ayah, وَيَقُولُ الْكَافِرُ يَا لَيْتَنِي كُنْتُ تُرَابًا. It's the last ayah of that surah. And on that day, meaning this is the discussion of the day of judgment, the kafir will say, Ya laytani kuntu turaba, woe would that I have been, would that I be dust. Woe would that I be dust. If you look at the tafsir of this particular ayah, you'll see that the reason why the kuffar say this is because in the beginning of the day of judgment, when the judgment is actually established and judgment occurs, first Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring all the animals in the plane of judgment. And every animal that hit another animal, or wronged another animal, or did something against another animal, the judgment will occur between those animals first. After Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala judges between those animals, He will make them into dust, and they will disappear. And so their judgment will first occur. Allah will rectify any wrong that occurred in this earth, and then Allah will destroy them and make them into dust. So as the kafir watches this and sees how intense this judgment is between animals, he will begin to become afraid, realizing all the wrong that he did in the earth. And he will look at the results of the animals and say, would that I be dust, meaning would that my result also be dust, because I can see the fire of hell before me, and dust is much better than, becoming annihilated is much better than entering the fire of hell. So this is the severity of our actions between one another. We often study the ibadat, and we put a lot of emphasis on the ibadat. How do you make wudu? How do you make salah? What are the rules of sawm? But there is a whole other aspect of the sharia that unfortunately we don't pay much attention to. And in it includes marriage, divorce, buying, selling, etc. And these are an essential part of the deen. And just as much as the ibadat are established by the Quran and the hadith, so are the mu'amalat. So all of these are also, in a way, acts of worship. They just involve different players on the board game.